This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 930, Personality Psychology and Early Retirement Resistance, part 2 by Jacob Lund-Fisker of earlyretirementextreme.com. And welcome back. I am Dan. I'm your host and narrator here on Optimal Finance Daily, bringing you some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet in audio form. And before we get to our post for today, investing can be hard and confusing, especially with ticker symbols and charts flying back and forth on business channels like it's the runway at LAX. But why should something so important to your family's future be left up to the talking heads on CNBC? Enter the Motley Fool. They give you straight talk without the fancy jargon and noise that you're used to. Their flagship service, Stock Advisor, gives you two brand new stock recommendations every month, with daily analysis and coverage coming directly to your inbox every day. So what are you waiting for? Go to www.fool.com/optimalfinancedaily to learn more and to claim an exclusive discount only for listeners. Now, today's post is actually a continuation from yesterday, so if this happens to be the first time you're dropping in on our show, it would be best to listen to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 929. But if you are all caught up and you heard yesterday, let's hear part two now as we continue optimizing your life. Personality Psychology and Early Retirement Resistance, Part 2, by Jacob Lund-Fisker of earlyretirementextreme.com. Whereas guardians distinguish between work and life and often tout the famous work-life balance, there is no such differentiation between work and life for a rational. To a rational, work is life, and life is work. Work has nothing to do with fitting into the guardian structure. Work is a 24/7 occupation in the sense that it is something that occupies the mind of the rational constantly. A rational has a hard time taking 9-to-5 work seriously. How can it be your mission in life if you only think about it 8 hours a day? Unlike guardians, rationals don't act like parents. Rationals are more like adults. We are frequently very mature for our age. Our parents tell us that we were born old. Rationals are not interested in structure and hierarchies. The goal of work is not to fit in and derive a position and meaning in life with a job title and by being the treasurer in the homeowners association. The goal of work is to understand the world so as to gain power and control over it. Many times, the rational will find himself incidentally paid for this activity, but the pay is irrelevant. Often, the rational will also receive fine titles like engineer or PhD. However, such titles are irrelevant to the rational. Engineer is something you do, not some title that some organization bestowed upon you. A rational will work even if he isn't getting paid to do so. This work practically always has to do with building something. It can be either building mental understanding or it can be building physical structures. When I say build, I really mean design. Few rationals are content repeating themselves. In fact, the idea of going to work every day and repeating the same procedures over and over again, an activity much prized by guardians, is the earthly vision of the rationals. It's a waste of their talents. Rationals are not interested in appearances. Their whole mission in life is to see past appearances to uncover the underlying structures. A rational is far more likely to spend money on books that allow him to think and learn and tools that allow him to build than curb appeal and furnishings. Any rational worth his or her salt will quickly solve the personal finance game. Yes, it is a problem to be solved, and it is one of the easier ones. This is different from the guardian who sees personal finance not as a problem, but rather as a solution, a structure to fit into. The most likely type to retire extremely early is the INTJ. It is solved by understanding and then breaking the guardian rules about saving 15% in a retirement fund or a company pension plan. If the dark side of guardians is that they don't respect people who don't fit into their hierarchies and don't have titles and aren't working to parent other people, the dark side of the rationals is that they don't respect people who aren't living up to their very high standards of drive and competence. Your life is your work is your mission, failure is not an option. Rationals work to complete missions, never to fit in. Rationals think they are smarter and more competent than other types. And seeing that rationals only comprise 10% of the population, that means pretty much everyone else. Of course, the so-called smartness is limited to power and control over the natural world. While this is a pretty substantial thing or concept to control, it does not include the self in the idealist way, having fun in the artisan way, or appreciating tradition in the guardian way. Of all the three types, guardians probably have the hardest time appreciating an extreme early retirement. ISTJs will do well, especially if they have a weak S. Remember, it's a preference, not an absolute measure of aptitude, so a weak S means a relatively stronger N. Artisans can follow the plan because it fits well within their wild life. Not working gives them time to be awesome, whatever that means. Idealists can also benefit from financial independence, as work takes away mental energy which they would like to focus on their quest to become authentic. Only if idealists feel authentic in their work would they prefer to spend all their time on work. Otherwise, it tends to turn into a necessary evil. Guardians have a much harder time appreciating the quest for financial independence. They want to keep their excuse to have others depend on them for their work. More importantly, though, few people do retire extremely early, so it is not part of the socially approved structure. If it was normal to live with a low environmental impact, work hard for 5 years, and then retire to a life of community service, say the homeowners association, the local animal shelter, the Rotary Club, and the town festival organizer, guardians would be all over it, I expect. There is nothing inherently guardian about living above your means, although it is guardianish to keep up with the Joneses and demonstrate it with consumerism. Rationalists will keep up with the Joneses in terms of demonstrating skill and mastery, things that have less environmental impact. Artisans will keep up with the Joneses in terms of the extremity of their sports, the number or exoticness of the places they travel to, the wildness or severity of their parties, and who's been more drunk, eh? And of course, idealists are above keeping up with the Joneses. After all, the Joneses aren't authentic. You just listened to part two of the post titled Personality Psychology and Early Retirement Resistance by Jacob Lund Fisker of earlyretirementextreme.com. Now, have you ever wondered how to invest or struggled to understand how to make your money work for you? Then you'll probably want to hear about The Motley Fool. The Motley Fool was founded 25 years ago in a garage by brothers Tom and David Gardner. And in those 25 years, Motley Fool members got access to recommendations like AOL in 1994, before You've Got Mail was a movie, Amazon in 1997, before Prime Day was a thing, Netflix in 2004, before you were binging Stranger Things, and Marvel, now Walt Disney, also back in 2004 when Tobey Maguire was still Spider-Man. Now, every month, Tom and David each pick a stock and provide a deep dive and analysis exclusively for members of their stock advisor service. Members get exclusive access to the stock advisor website with daily updates that cut through the noise of the financial market. So what are you waiting for? Go to www.fool.com/optimalfinancedaily to learn more and claim an exclusive discount only for listeners. And that is 930 episodes of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. Thank you so much for your support, because you are one of the biggest reasons why we are still here bringing you this great financial content each and every weekday. And I will be back with more posts for you next week, so have a great weekend, and I'll catch you on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.